Shimpel Lelisi is the only Niuean member of the Naked Samoans. He was born in Niuean and raised in Auckland. He won a place at the Wellington Drama School Toi Whakaari in the early 1990s and went on to act in plays in Wellington at the Māori Theatre Company Takirua and Auckland Pacific Theatre. After making a debut on a TV show, True Life Stories, he went on to shoot some scenes for a bite-sized improvised TV show called Topless Women Talk About Their Lives. He also played Nurse Louis Josepha on Shortland Street, appeared in an ensemble TV, City Life, and netball drama, Mato Lima, in 1999, which was also part of an anthology series, Entala Pacifica. Shimpel is currently part of a creative team at Fresh TV and Coconut TV and Coconut, and he joins us now on the line. Whakalofala hea to Shimpel, and thank you so much for your time.
Talofa ete. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure indeed. Now tell us about your early life. You obviously must have been acting up for you to have strayed down this path of becoming an actor. Born in Niuean, did you ever imagine that you would be doing what you do now all these years later?
Not really. I didn't, in my village of Liku, we didn't really have theatres. I think the movie truck pulled up like once a month and parked in the middle of the field and dropped the screen, and that's how we watched our movie. So that sort of world was a bit alien to me from my in my village. And I suppose I got into it when I came to New Zealand, and not being able to speak English, I think there was a lot of sign language there in the early years, and I think it just developed from there.
So what was your first experience? Was it a teacher at school, or was it church? Or when did you sort of get the bug? When did you first speak and an audience listened and you thought, wow, this is pretty cool?
I'm not really sure about audience, but just church, I suppose, being creative and all that. I was very, very lucky that our family was part of the Pacific Gospel Mission with Eddie Polisi was our minister. So I went to Sunday school and all that, and we did performances at Sunday school, and it was fun. Our minister was really fun, the family was really fun, and our church was fun. So it was just all fun, and I just started from there, singing songs in church, doing the plays and stuff like that. And yeah, it just went from there. I enjoyed it, and I followed it up at school, and yeah, after school finished, I just sort of carried on. I was already on that path, I suppose.
Who was it at school?
Like everyone, church.
yes, I know. I've just realized that. So who was it at school? At schools, did you go into the productions at school? Did you get into music?
Definitely. I was a boys only school, man, up at grammar. So I did a lot of. I joined all the culture groups, because back in those days, the culture groups were combined with some of the girls' schools, either Marist Girls or Auckland Girls down the road. So, being a boys' school and stuff, I joined the groups just so we could go hang out with girls. And then the theatre production, once a year, there was a school theatre production. And, yeah, I heard that too was combined with one of the girls' schools. So, and that too.
Oh, I totally get you, my friend. I totally get you. It wasn't necessarily the acting. It was the possibility that, Oh, brother, I've got you.
It's amazing.
And then tell me, after school, what was one of the first things that you became involved in outside of school?
When I was my last year of school, I got involved with the Pacific Theatre, who were based at Auckland University then, and they were getting up their first show. So I went along, and one of my friends was working on it, and I went along and auditioned for it. And that's where I sort of started really in public doing plays and stuff. I met David Fane there, Justine Simé Barton, Andrew Few.
Oh, yes.
Vela Minnesota. We all came through Pacific Theatre back in those early days. But that's where it sort of got the hunger for me. Because Justine was very political, in a lot of the content that she was trying to put up and stuff. and fair enough for those times. So I sort of got caught up in that and the passion of all that. And, you know, meeting people like Dave and Vela and stuff like that, it was just fun. And you probably know as well, there weren't many of us faces, you know, in the game, in the business, in the industry at that time. So, you know, that was a part of it as well. And, you know, being Auckland, being the biggest Polynesian city, we thought, you know, better have a bit, try and get a bigger profile and stuff.
And what became of your friend that you went along with? Did he go on to bigger things, or did you sort of get the part and you went on and he went in another direction when you went for the audition for Pacific Theatre?
Oh, no, my friend, Joni, she was the stage manager.
There seems to be a theme here, Shim. It just seems to be girls who are getting you to the stage, my friend.
Now that you bring it up, and I think about it, okay. I'm going to calm down on those ones in this Me Too era.
So, yes, absolutely. So then you went to Toi Whakaari. How was that experience? And then tell us about how you guys became the Naked Samoans.
Toi Whakaari was back in those days, as you would know, Ete, Toi Whakaari was pretty much the only drama school around at the time, and so Justine was very sort of encouraging us to pursue going to drama school and stuff. So yeah, I went along, and Dave was there the year before me, and I think you were there a few years before me and sort of paved the way for us, because at that stage I didn't think they were very familiar with the Polynesian male and how the psyche of the Polynesian male at the time. So I was really thankful that Dave was there before me and you were there before me. So, you know, to make things a little bit easier and stuff. But I found it quite challenging. I was young, living in a new city by myself and all that sort of stuff. And, when I got finished drama school, I met Oscar. I did work with Pacific Underground as well. Me and Dave met Oscar. And there was a lull in Wellington for a while. I don't know, there wasn't much going on. So Oss said, hey, look, we're trying to form a theatre group, a comedy troupe, because these comedy festivals are going now. And we asked Ete, but Ete said no. So are you available? So I just think you on two counts on that one, Ete.
Oh, but you guys went on to do some amazing things as the Naked Samoans. What was that journey like?
First of all, the main thing was I was very, very, very lucky to be able to work with my friends, with people that you like, because we were friends before Naked Samoans, and we're still friends now and stuff. But I think out of all that time, the greatest thing that I take away from it is just being able to create and put stuff out and say, you know, and have a voice with your friends and people that you respect and admire and you know, look after you and got your back and stuff like that. So, and to this day, we're all still friends and stuff. So that's what I take from that.
Yeah.
As for the work itself, I think New Zealand was, I don't know, it was a bit of a lull as well. Sort of thing. So, and we just, but we, our, a lot of our content was just stuff that we saw that made us laugh, and we thought we'd just put it out there and see what happens, because there wasn't really much else in that sort of vein going around at that time. So, it was either risk it all or.
You did throw all the cards on the table, because you're right, the Brownies had been, and they sort of like opened the door, but there was no one else following the Brownies, and then you guys came in and absolutely smashed it, and then went on to do a TV series that was amazing too.
I think with the Brownies, it was their content was maybe it's just because there was only two of them, but that was sort of aimed, I'm not sure who was aimed at, but it looked to me it was sort of aimed towards our communities and look at ourselves and laugh at ourselves, more in that sort of vain thing. Whereas we, because there probably there were four of us and only two of them, we decided to take on the whole world and put a mirror up and say, have a look at yourself.
Yeah, it was interesting because we all took a different approach. You're right. The Brownies were laughing at themselves with us, and then you did the whole world, and then Tofinga and I sort of came along and sort of did something in the middle. So we all sort of occupied
everything.
Yeah, we all sort of occupied different spaces. Unfortunately, we've got the news in Tongan coming up, my brother, but would love to continue this conversation more at a time when you're not sneaking out of a meeting, Uso.
Well, you know, in this post-COVID era, everyone's hustling. So, yeah, I'm hustling out of that place into this place, and I'm going to hustle back in there.
Okay, so really appreciate your time, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks for having me on.
Whakawelahi. Niuean actor, creative, Naked Samoan, Shimpal Lilisi.